In the week since the devastating fire on Kayford Circle in Morrell Park, the neighbors have rallied around the families whose homes were affected. Anna Marie Adele Cassell has lived in that neighborhood for years. Her father, a Philadelphia firefighter back in the day, and she immediately set to work to put a list of needed items together, and with the help of another neighbor, volunteered to collect them.
I've used this site, Lots of Helping Hands, for other things, quickly started to put a list together, and I posted it on the Morrell Park Facebook page. There was an individual, Dan, who leads the Morrell Park Town Watch. He immediately reached out and said, hey, I can collect, which was great. Quick collaboration. It's just how it began. And then it bloomed, right? The neighborhood all wanted to help, you know, and in today's world, I think we hear just so much negativity that you kind of get insulated, but, It not only was helpful to the families, but I think it was helpful to the community to realize how strong the community really is in support of one another. So that was nice.
You know what? It's not a surprise because this is Morrell Park. This is how people are. Mm-hmm. So what can people do to help at this point?
There's actually 3 GoFundMe pages that I know people say, oh, well, don't you have insurance? There's a lot of stuff that won't be covered. Really, from that perspective, making certain that these families are whole as they kind of transition into the recovery is key. And then there is this Lots of Helping Hands site that actually has a list of very specific things. One child's a Catholic school, high school attendant, needs school uniforms, school bags, notebooks, etc. So there's very specific things. So between the GoFundMe pages and the Lots of Helping Hands page, it kind of covers them, if you will, from non-monetary and monetary resources that they can pull on.
And information on how you can help these families is available at KWNewsRadio.com.